Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Does Pizza Man Dan deliver beer and wine to your house?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
And wine?
Yes.
To your house?
Yes.
PizzaManDans.com?
Yes.
Tequila?
No, no tequila.
Cerveza!
PizzaManDans.com.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th Annual Brew Fest. You'll never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. Experience over 19 craft breweries, along with local restaurants and live music by the well-known Southern California band Injun. This exciting event takes place at the Conejo Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis behind the well-known Thousand Oaks Library, and the perfect location to enjoy your afternoon. Come join us for some amazing craft beer and meet local brewers that put their heart and soul into making the best beers in the county. We look forward to seeing you there. For more information, visit www.tobrewfest.com. That's www.tobrewfest.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And, of course, good morning. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. I just want to thank all of our listeners for calling in. We've had a chance to really speak to so many of you. And it's been a long time, and I appreciate your dedication of listening to our show here. We always like to start our show in an uplifting way. And if you are always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. So think out of the box. Be who you are. Find out what your passion is and your purpose. And that's what this show is all about. I'm Kim, and we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning talking about starting your day in a positive way and, of course, the brighter side of life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Write that number down because we'd love to hear from our listeners out there. And you'll be able to win some great things here because we love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Those are more chances to win and connect. And also we have our podcast, and that podcast you can download on all your phones or your computers and listen to all of our back shows. And that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Also visit our website, kimpaganoshow.com. Well, I do want to just start off with some great things. And of course, we'll let Tom talk about those. But I do want to introduce one of our first guests is David Weldy. And of course, his book is Shaping Your Family Story. And then we're going to be talking to Celia Adami, and which I think she likes to be called Cece, but we'll talk to her when she walks in, from Camarillo Chamber. And we're talking about the 9th annual Chili Cook-Off. Always so much fun. And of course, that's happening Sunday, September 3rd, and that's 11 to 4 over at the Camarillo Ranch House. So we've got tickets, and we'd love to share them with you. We've got lots more. Tom, what are we talking about?
We have Wings Over Camarillo, the air show presented by California Aeronautical University. It's more than just an air show. It's been about warbirds for years, aviation history, veterans, cool aircraft, and cool cars. It is Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th. What a great show this is. Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th annual Brewfest. You will never have more fun donating to charity than at this fabulous Brewfest. The exciting event takes place at the Caneo Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis between the well-known Thousand Oaks Library, and it's a perfect location to enjoy your afternoon. Thursday, August 24th is when that's happening. California Kettle Corn, Kim has that too. Plus, as Kim said, the 9th annual Chili Cook-Off, tickets for that happening in Camarillo at the Ranch House, and that is set for September 3rd. Rolling Pin Donuts, the best in Ventura County, and LA Zoo passes, lots of fun.
There you go. And actually, I forgot to give you something, but we actually have some Surf and Suds Beer Festival, and that's happening today up in Carpinteria State Beach. And I've got some tickets I'd love to give away. And of course, there's like 70 craft breweries, ciders, wineries, all happening up there, and it's going to be amazing. And of course, it's benefiting the Young and the Brave Foundation, Surf and Suds, Carpinteria. So anyways, I'd love to share those with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And let's start off with our first guest. David, are you there?
I sure am. How are you, Kim?
Good. Nice to talk to you, David. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I'm a dad, I guess is probably one of my favorite titles. I own my own publishing and marketing company, and I've been involved in product development and promotion throughout my career. But as I share, the thing that I'm most excited about, love identifying with, is just being a father to three amazing sons and now three daughters-in-law and a couple of grandchildren with one on the way. So that life doesn't get much better than that. So
congratulations. I've got four and three grandsons too, and one granddaughter on the way. So I'm so excited. So I'm right there with you. I love it. It's kind of like a chance.
If I'd have known that this grandpa club was this much fun, I'd have figured out how to do that first.
I'm right there with you. Exactly. Now, how many books do you have? Obviously, is this not your first one?
Well, a lot of the books that I have written have been in the area of publishing and marketing because, again, that's what I do for a career. But nothing has the weight, the gravitas, the personal passion for me as this book, Shaping Your Family Story, How Imperfect Parents Create Hope and Promise for Their Children, because this is really a part of just a personal passion that I've embraced over the last several years. And how it all really came about.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. How did this even start for you?
I was involved as the publisher of a curriculum publishing company. We were producing programs for children's ministry workers, Sunday school teachers, youth pastors, just so the church was primarily our audience there. And as, in that capacity, we were hosting an international conference on Christian education and on children's ministry. And I was in the green room getting ready to announce and introduce everybody to the event. And I was really just wanting to have a more personal, passionate, powerful kind of word to deliver to the audience. And in that moment, I really got a picture or a vision, if you will, of a woman who was in labor. And she was getting ready to have a child, and there was a midwife there who was wiping the sweat off her brow and whispering words of encouragement to her. And when the time came, that midwife got down at the other end and really helped to deliver that baby into the world. And I felt like kind of the message that I received from the Lord was, you know, in the same way that that child was very much alive inside his mother's womb, he just hasn't yet been birthed into the world. So, too, there's a generation of young people among us. Some of them are 2, some of them are 12, some of them are 20. They're alive, but they've not yet been birthed into the very purposes for which I created them. And so the midwife, you know, it's like a coach or a youth pastor or a children's pastor. So it's a life and death role, but it's still secondary because the real mantle of responsibility for seeing our kids inherit and step into their destiny and the big story that they were created to live rests with mom or dad. And so at that moment, I really began to carry a burden to say, how can we coach and encourage today's overworked and overwhelmed moms and dads with some encouragement, with some tools to really do just that, not just raise good people, but raise people with a sense of purpose and destiny and significance and joy. And so that really was the beginning of a journey for me that ultimately led to starting Next Generation Institute, which is a nonprofit organization, and then writing the book, Shaping Your Family Story.
So Next, in what is it called, Next?
Yeah, the organization is called Next Generation Institute. The website is real simple. It's nextgeninstitute.com.
Okay, and what does that do?
The goal, and it's really in its emphases, but the goal, again, is to give moms and dads some tools, some insights, some support in this incredibly important and sacred calling that they have to help see their kids step into their big story. Mm-hmm. And I realize for everybody, if you ask any parent, myself included, we secretly are scared to death that we're sort of screwing up our kids, that we're ruining them, because we know darn well we're imperfect, we're not doing it right. And even though we all know we'd like some parenting help and support, most of us won't reach out to get it. Because I think at the end of the day, we are already feeling overwhelmed and stressed out, and we really don't want to attend a workshop or a seminar for fear all we're going to be doing is guilted into doing more stuff that we don't have time to do. And so I thought, how can we provide some insight, some help in a non-judgmental way that will just be encouraging to people and not intimidating or overwhelming? And so that's really where the book concept came from.
I love that, David. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, that we're talking with David Welday, and we're talking about his book, Shaping Your Family Story. I totally agree with you, because we go to school for everything, but we don't go to school to have to be a parent or to raise a family. And, you know, and I have said this from day one that I started this show, that a husband brings what he's learned or what he's lived in, and a wife brings what she's learned or what she's lived in. Now, if you have, you know, something dysfunctional, you're going to bring that to your family. And that's where the, you know, it all starts. And that's where the problems start, because maybe, you know, the wife's going, wait a minute, why are you doing that? Or, and then you're not on the same page. I think it would be brilliant to be able to have a training that a husband and wife, they come up with their facts of how, you know, what's right for our family, what's wrong. It doesn't have to be one person's way either way, but what's right, what's wrong, and is there a right way? You know, because one, you're absolutely right. My kids are all older now, just like you said, your kids are obviously married. You know, did we do it the right way? Did we, you know, and now a second chance, like you said, with, you know, our grandkids. But then I try to guide my daughters, and they're like, Mom, I'm the mom. And I'm like, I realize that, you know, but so I love where you're going with this.
Yeah. Well, for example, I don't know of too many people who want to get married, who don't want to go through, or at least put up with going through, some premarital counseling. And good premarital counseling does nothing but help prepare you to address and answer some of the questions and issues that somebody who's already been there knows you're going to face, that you may not be paying attention to when you're in the bloom of love and romance. And so premarital counseling is a wonderful resource and tool to help guide you into and prepare you for that. And to your point, my big screen TV comes with an ops manual, but my kids didn't. How can we get some of that practical, tactical wisdom and know how to apply it personally in our own life? And that's, it's just helpful. And to your point, there may be 15 ways to get there, but the principles can be applied but adapted in lots of different ways.
So when you talk about in your book, family story, what does that mean? What, you know, we all have a family story. And, you know, it's interesting. My theory in life is when you get to where you're going, turn around and help the next person in line. And, you know, you can't tell them what to do, but you can give them your experience. And I think that that's really important to do. But at the same time, we have to stay humble, right? And we have to be kind how we're talking about it. But we've already journeyed through some experiences. And, you know, one of the things, I just said this to somebody, my kids, when, you know, we lived in a small town and I knew pretty much all the kids that my kids hung out with. But as they went into high school, we're talking about hundreds of kids and their families. I don't know them. And so all of a sudden you don't have any more what I would say control or power for who your kids are going to start to hang out with. And so it changes.
It does. But we have such an incredible opportunity to be a positive influence in people's lives. Obviously, when you're a new parent and so it's all new and you have the opportunity to shape that toddler, that very young infant, and science shows us that so much of who we are gets established by the age of two. And so you have some incredible opportunities there. But you know what? When your kids are in elementary school, there's a whole nother level and layer of insight that you can pour into them right through the teen years. And now, you know, my kids are grown, but not only do I get a chance to love them and affirm them in their adulthood and their manhood and their womanhood, I'm now inviting young people over to our house. My wife and I host a dinner for other 20-somethings that we can pour into, and I've got the next generation with grandkids. So I find that if you're paying attention, if you're awake and looking around, there's always opportunity to speak life and encouragement into somebody's life at every stage in life.
I love that. So let me ask you a question. Your book, okay, I know that you have a list, a handful of core principles. What do you think that those core, and what is your a good family story?
Well, when I first started working on this project, I was originally going to call it Winning Parents, because I'm a boomer, and so boomers kind of like to win, and I'm thinking, well, who doesn't like to win? And I found that even though I liked the title, a lot of millennials, a lot of younger people just didn't really connect with that title because it felt too judgmental.
If you're not a winner?
So we almost had to, I'm enough of a marketing guy that I knew we had to start over in terms of the titling. But early on in the message, I felt like I had five core parenting pillars that were important to address: reflecting, directing, correcting, protecting, and connecting. And so the arc of the book is really unpacking those five core parenting pillars and what they mean at every stage of the parenting journey. And then when we began to step into this whole concept of a family story, I learned, and I found this fascinating. Did you know that every great story, I don't care whether it's a romantic comedy or an adventure or a thriller, or all have five core elements. There are five elements of every great story: plot, character, setting, theme, and conflict. And I was so amazed at how well those five elements of a core story aligned with those five parenting principles that I got of reflecting, directing, correcting, protecting, and connecting. It was very cool. And so I love that the illustration of the family story flows so well through the sharing of these various principles.
Very interesting. David, we need to take a really quick break, but can you stay on with us?
Be happy to.
You got it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I would love to just mention a few things that are happening. And, of course, we've got the Wings of Camarillo air show that's happening. On. We've got tickets, and we'd love to share them with you Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th. And call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, Rubicon Theater Company presents On the Town, another amazing show there. And that is happening August 4th through August 12th. We've got tickets for you, and we'd love to share them. So again, give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th,
enjoy a day honoring veterans
as the Camarillo Wings Association hosts the 37th annual Wings Over Camarillo Air Show,
presented by California Aeronautical University.
Come meet Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend, one of the surviving Tuskegee Airmen known as a Red Tail. Stop by the veterans tent to take photos and talk to all the heroes. There'll be flight demonstrations featuring military fighters,
bombers, and transports.
Aerobatic acts by racing legend Vicky Benzing.
Local pilots Judy Phelps and Sammy Mason.
Kids, check out the STEM Pavilion to learn more about drones. See the local high school robots in action or play with the many interactive displays. There's also a classic car display and parade. It's a full day of fun for the entire family.
Gates open at 9 a.m. Parking is free
with shuttle service to the gate.
Kids 12 and under are free.
For online ticket specials and more information, go to wingsovercamarillo.com. So August 19th and 20th, don't miss the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show at the Camarillo Airport.
Roger that.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back again. Thank you so much. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. In fact, Cece Adami just walked in, and she is joining us. We're going to be talking about the 9th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off. And, of course, that's happening Sunday, September 3rd. So much fun. So I always have to ask when I talk about chili, what's your kind of chili? And welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so are you a spicy girl, or are you, do you like
totally
my...
Totally spicy.
Okay, I'm right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
I like that kick. So, good. I'm excited to talk with you, and I am excited to be sharing this again with everybody. And, of course, that's happening 11 to 4 at Camarillo Ranch House, September 3rd. Put that in your calendar. All right, we're talking with David Welday, and we're talking about shaping your family story. Very, very interesting, and how imperfect parents create hope and promise for their children. You know what, David, what is amazing to me is, you know, I was divorced early on, happily married again now. But, you know, it's interesting because so many parents have so many of their own problems. And yet we're in the developmental ages of our children. And how do we stop and go, okay, I have to be a parent. And how do I? So there's a balance. And, you know, as we get a little older and a little wiser, right, we can see that. But when these young parents are just trying to keep their head above water and, you know, and these poor kids are, you know, trying to just grow up, that's where I see the problem.
Well, and if I could just give your listeners a bit of encouragement, I see so many moms and dads that are just so overly anxious that they do it perfect.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is,
there is no perfect.
Some of the greatest gifts you're going to give to your son or daughter is learning how to handle failure, defeat, disappointment, rejection, And so even your own baggage, you talked about that earlier in the show, you're right. We all bring our own dirt into the family sandbox, if you will. And so I'm not wanting to celebrate our flaws, but at the same time, let's not be so anxious that because I'm not perfect, that means that I'm destined to screw up my kids. No, sometimes how you handle defeat, how you handle...
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. My father always told me, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. And I've learned that in my life, and I teach that to my children because life happens. There's just no way around it. We have to. You wake up every day with a clean slate, but by the end of the day, you've got some things that have happened, and it's about your attitude, your gratitude, and it's about how you walk through your life and be the person that your kids want you to, what you want to look at, be that person.
What you just said right there is really the heart of that first parenting pillar, which is reflecting. That's you be the woman, you be the man that you would want your son or daughter to aspire to be. I remember having a speaker come to one of our conferences who made this statement that stuck with me for years, still does. It says, until you can say, follow me, you got nothing to say.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That is...
Gosh, that's true. I want to be the kind of man that my kids will look up to. And so that sort of motivates and kicks me in the butt to live into my best story.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Until you can follow me. Yeah. I mean,
you got nothing to say. That's
you have
right.
nothing to say. That's perfect because, we ask our children to do these things, but some of us aren't doing them ourselves. And that's really, that's asking more than we can ask for.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a question, David. Shaping your family story. What are we going to find in your book?
What you're going to find are a whole host of very practical principles that you can figure out how to apply personally and adapt in your own family lifestyle. Because every family is different, and every person is different. Every person's story is different. And yet, there are certain themes, certain principles that apply universally to all of us. So, for example, I don't know what your story is, but I know that you have one. And so what can I do as a parent to help my son or daughter recognize that they, no matter what the circumstances are of their birth, maybe they were not planned, maybe it was the result of a whoops or even something more difficult, but they are still a person of purpose and that there's a reason for their existence, and helping them unpack and begin to embrace the fact that their life does have meaning, does have matter, does have significance. Oh my gosh, there's no greater gift, because most people go through life with an innate insecurity that colors everything they do. And so as a mom or a dad, if you can give your kids the gift of knowing that their life matters, that there is a bigger story that they can discover and live into, that's amazing. And so a lot of the book goes into a lot of very honest day-to-day.
I love that. I have to say, there's so many depression, so much depression going on right now with teenagers. In fact, next week we're going to be talking about suicide. And, for a parent to not give this gift, to say, I believe in you, you're my hero, just letting them know that they're okay. That is it. When you're growing up and you have these children that are being bullied or being, go to school and they don't feel good about themselves because they haven't had that reassurance from their own parents. That's what I want to do. I try to tell my children every day, I love you because you're you. And just because you're you, you're okay. I mean, that's
right.
The biggest gift you can give your kids. And there's a lot of people that weren't taught that. I was taught that, thank God for both my parents. They made me, they were my cheerleaders. I want to be my kids' cheerleaders. I want to be my grandchildren's cheerleaders. And like you were saying, as a grandparent, when our kids are having like this, unstable time, we can chime in to be that person.
Yeah, and there's so many practical ways to do it. I can remember, just as an example, when my youngest son was going to prom in high school, and he made the comment that one of our friends who had a daughter, she wanted her daughter to like her and to think she was the cool mom, so she was going to let her daughter spend the night at the hotel with a bunch of her friends. And my son just kind of shook his head, and in his mind, that was communicating not a greater love, but a lack of love.
I totally agree. You know what my mom used to say? That's interesting that you say that. My mom used to say, "I'm your mom first and your friend second."
Exactly.
Okay, there needs to be
a
place.
You'll find that you have them as adult friends for life, whereas if you try to be their best BFF when they're kids, when that's not what they need from you. They need that guidance, that structure. Oh my gosh.
Boundaries. Yeah. I think the kids are screaming for boundaries now. And I see it with, you know, my boys who they think they're, you know, mom, we want to go over to her house because she's a really cool mom. I'm like, really? Okay. Well, guess what? Here's our boundaries, you know? So they think they can go over there, but you still have boundaries. And life isn't about just partying and having fun. There's, you know, it's a responsibility in this world. And that's what I teach my children. And, you know, it's interesting now my daughters are all older and have children, but they're like, mom, thank you for always believing in me and to be the squeaky wheel. Ask for what you need in this life, because if you don't ask for it, you don't get it. And so
ding, 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 ding. That's exact. See, you're seeing the fruit of that now, because back when you were being, quote, the tough mom or the mean mom, you weren't getting any props. You weren't getting any praise. All you were hearing was from your daughter was, I hate you. You're the meanest mom in the world.
Oh, my God. How many times did I hear that? And I said, that's okay for you not to like me right now, but I'm doing my job. That's my responsibility as a parent. David, I would love to talk to you more. This is such an important topic, and I know my listeners would love it. I'd love to have you back on. Where can we find your book?
Very easily. You can either just go to Amazon.com and order it there. It's just Shaping Your Family Story. Or you can go to NextGenInstitute.com and you can download and order it there. And either way, you can get it in print or in Kindle or ebook, whatever's your pleasure.
I love that. And please share my show with everyone. And definitely I'll have you back, because I think this is such a huge topic for our families right now. And we need to stick together.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on, Kim. I appreciate it.
You got it. David Welday. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to CeCe. We're going to be talking about the 9th annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, and that's happening September 3rd. And, of course, it's a great day to be tasting all these great chilies. And, of course, 11 to 4 at the Camarillo House. Mark your calendars now. I would like to give away some tickets, and we've got Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presenting the 6th annual Brew Fest, and we've got tickets. That's happening over at the Conejo Creek North Lakeside Park, right behind the Thousand Oaks Library. And, of course, that's happening Thursday, August 24th, 4 to 8. We've got tickets and we've got information. Definitely call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you that I am here every Saturday from 6 to 8, starting your day in a positive way, where we talk about the brighter side of life. I do want to remind everyone that we just had our kickoff for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. I've been working really close with them, and I would love to have you walk with us. No one walks alone. And, of course, save these dates. Thousand Oaks is October 7th and Ventura is October 14th. I will be a part of all of that and I would love to see you out there. Also, let's see, what have we not given away here? We have Wings of Camarillo Air Show. We've got tickets for that coming up. And, of course, that's August 19th and 20th. We'd love to get that out to you. And let's see what else. I have kettle corn. California kettle corn is one of my favorites. And if you haven't already tasted them, you smell it everywhere you go. I'd love to share that with you. So call in right now, and I've got my name on there. So we'd love to share that at 805-419-0008. Well, Cece Adami is here. Welcome, and so good to see you.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And, of course, we're talking about the 9th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off, one of my favorites. And we were talking about that you like it spicy like I do. But it's interesting because everybody has their, like, their homemade, you know, little secrets that they do. But it's fun to see when I've gone there and each group kind of cheers, you know, and they're like, it's very competitive.
Very competitive. And the most important part is that if you want to be part of it, if you want to be able to taste every single one of them, you got to get there early.
Yes, they do run out.
Because they run out.
I know. That is so fun. So, of course, this is happening September 3rd. It's a Sunday. It's a great family
Labor Day.
And bring the family, right?
Yes.
And, of course, it's happening over at the Camarillo Ranch. It's like such a community center there at the Camarillo Ranch. But 11 to 4. And so tell us, it's open to the public. Tickets are $20.
Yes,
and including the chili tasting.
Unlimited tasting. So it's pretty much kids 12 and under get in for free.
Okay.
The tickets are $20 to get in for general admission. But then this year, this is the first year that we're going to have the VIP. So if you want...
So what is VIP?
The VIP is that you will have access to the barn where you will have your own shade, your own food, and your own sitting, your own
And bathrooms. How much are VIP tickets?
VIP tickets are $60.
Nice. I love VIP. Okay.
We are giving away on social media a pair of tickets. So all you got to do is go on our Facebook account, like, share, and comment. And you will be entering to a chance to win a pair of tickets.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay, good. You know, if you can do it, the VIP is the way to go. But if you can't, just, you know, get there. Just get there because it's such a fun, really laid back. They've got the car show. They've got the vendors. In fact,
yes.
You guys even still have a couple openings for non-food vendors,
that
correct?
That is correct. Correct.
Okay, and chili, if you already haven't already joined in for the chili,
that's
full.
There's a lot
of chili makers. Well, and there's serious chili makers out there.
Right. Well, and not only that, I mean, you have to be in compliance. There's like 30 days that you have to apply with the health department and all that. So that's pretty much done.
So kind of explain to everybody, if they haven't gone there, everybody goes in, they get a little cup, right?
Yes.
And a spoon and then some coins.
Coins.
Right. How many coins do you usually get? Do you know?
I'm going to say you get, there's a few that you get.
Okay. And so you go around and then you do a people's choice, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes. And everybody's like going, what do you think? They're waiting for your...
They want to hear what you think.
Yeah.
They want to know if you like it or...
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you're also going to have some beer and wine.
Yes.
Okay. And who's some of the tastings for? Who's going to be there? Do you know?
Let's see. Well, we have California Kettle Corn.
Okay. Oh, of course, he's going to be there, Richard.
Richard's
going to
be there.
Yeah.
We're going to have Dippin' Dots. We're going to have Mr. Softy.
Oh, I love Mr. Softy. There you go.
Let's see. There's a few more in there.
Okay.
So there's a lot of them that are going to be there.
And how about the entertainment?
Entertainment, well, it's going to be Caught Red-Handed.
Okay.
And one of my favorite, In Stone Band.
Uh-huh.
And Kentucky String Band.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. And of course, we always love these. They're always a win-win. But who do these events benefit?
The benefits for this event is going to be Steel Camarillo Hospice, as well as Boys and Girls Club of Camarillo and Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Okay. And to do, you know, I know that there's a lot of, you know, what hospice does is there volunteer hospice and grief support, right?
Yes.
And then for the Boys and Girls Club, it's for after school programs.
Correct.
That, you know, no one stays at home alone. They
exactly.
have a place for their parents,
to come
for
and
their
get
kids.
Help with their homework.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
Yes.
And so this has been the 9th annual.
Yes.
Who started this? How long, you know, who was the first one started? Was it hospice?
I believe this was started by Camarillo Hospice.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 years ago.
9 years.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? I've been doing this for, it just, everything seems like it's flying by. And so do you usually go every year?
I try to. For some reason, I remember, I think we went camping last year. I didn't attend last year, but for the most part, I tried to attend it,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what else can we know about this Sunday and be able to invite everybody to this day?
Well, you know, it's a Labor Day weekend, mm-hmm. so if you're not going out of town, come and support this great event.
Okay.
Have some fun, listen to some music, bring the family, bring the kids. We're going to have the kids zone where, you know, the kids can play in there. While you're enjoying the music and still be able to watch them from where you're sitting. So
okay.
as you've been to the Camarillo
I
Ranch.
Have, yeah.
It's very close by. It's a beautiful location. So come, have fun, enjoy the day, and support.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, that sounds so much fun. All right. And if they don't, are we giving away any tickets here at all?
Let's give a pair away.
Okay.
So
okay, perfect. And if they don't win them here,
they
where
can also
they
get another
them?
Chance to an opportunity by going on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
And all you have to do is like, share, and comment. I don't know. Maybe you want to comment who you're coming with.
Yeah,
know,
or
right?
what kind of chili you like,
exactly.
right? Yeah. So do you make chili at home?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, okay. So how do you make your chili?
It's a family secret.
Oh, look at
family
she
recipe.
She's not going to say it.
Own.
Okay. Everybody has that family recipe. You
yes.
know, do you put meat in yours?
I put meat on mine, yes.
Okay.
And mine, actually, I updated. I added some other ingredients with my friend Dee Dee Sherman, who happens to make one of the best chilies as well.
Are you guys going to be
there,
entered?
You know, I ask her. I don't know if she's going to. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure. So, all right. Well, Cece, again, thank you so much for letting us be a part of this. I'm really excited. And I do want to remind everybody, again, the 9th annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, Sunday, September 3rd. And, of course, that's 11 to 4.
Yes.
It's Labor Day weekend. Get it on your calendar. And I love that it's a family, you know.
Yes.
You're going to have the kids' activities, the live entertainment. It's totally laid back. You don't have to dress up for
nope.
this. And come out, you know, for the husbands, the car display.
Yes.
It's just a really good, fun family day. So, again, I hope to see all of you out there. I'd love to give away a pair of tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Or you can visit CamarilloChamber.chambermaster.com events details 9th annual. Do you have to do all that to
no.
get to it? Okay, what is it?
It's just going to the CamarilloChamber.com and you will see the link on the
there.
Homepage. Yes.
We're there. So if you don't get them here, definitely get them. So, all right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
I do want to remind everyone, one, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And my next guest is going to be talking about He's Not Lazy. And what a great book on this. I had a really nice talk with him. And again, it's about our sons. Sometimes there's something else going on. So we need to be a little easier on our sons. So I'm excited to share him in our studio. So stay with us. And of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
My next guest is Dr. Adam Price. We're talking about something that's very interesting since I have actually two sons, and many men of my listeners out there have boys that they think maybe aren't going to end up being something amazing. I believe differently because, one, I believe there's many ways and many streets to success. And we have Dr. Adam Price today talking about one of his new books, He's Not Lazy, Empowering Your Son to Believe in Himself. Welcome, Dr. Price, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about who you are and obviously why you wrote about this.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a clinical psychologist. I work with kids, adolescents, and adults. I'm on the opposite coast. I'm in the New York area. I've been doing this for 25 years, and I've seen so many teenage boys over the years that come in because their parents tell me they're not living up to their potential. They're worried about their futures. They're worried about their ability to succeed. As early as middle school, they're thinking about what college is my kid going to get into. And I'll tell you,
isn't that a lot of pressure just to start off with for these boys?
This is what's happened over the years, Kim. What I have found is that there's so much more pressure, not just on boys, but on girls as well. The expectations are higher. I spoke to a kindergarten teacher who told me this anecdote 20 years ago when she started teaching. Little kindergartners had to be able to count from 1 to 10.
Okay.
Now it's from 1 to 100.
I know for ourselves, and I'm just going to say you and I, since we're talking, but I'm sure my listeners are going to think the same thing. The more pressure and the more expectation you have, we want to shut down. And is that what these boys are doing?
I think that's exactly what happens. And it comes at a time when that teenage boy's best favorite coping response is avoidance. So I call it opting out, because when the pressure gets too high, when the expectations are they feel they can't meet, then they opt out of the competition altogether. They fly under the radar. They may be getting C's, maybe a B here, maybe a D there, but only enough to be able to just make it.
Because they don't believe in themselves. And I'm going to say I'm an offender. If one of my sons was listening right now, he'd be like, Mom, see, because when I think that he's doing really good, I'm like, oh my God, you're doing so good. You could do. And he's like, I'm only doing good in this. Like, can you just let me, because we think bigger, better, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll tell you a funny story. There's a young man that I talked to recently. And when he was in high school, his parents were very concerned he wasn't doing well in school, and so they had him move his computer to the dining room table. And he said, I'll do that, but only if I can turn the screen away from you. And so they met him halfway. And then he opened the credenza behind him so that they didn't know. His genius parents couldn't figure out that he was doing this because he didn't want them to see the reflection of the computer in the glass. Smart kid. He wasn't doing his homework. I spoke to that young man the other day. He called me. He said, Dad, I'm a graduate student at UCLA.
Wow. You know, I think it's like we have to come in our own, right? In our own speed, in our own. So how do we, as parents, and of course, even, you know, for our teens and maybe our listeners that go, wow, okay, that's me. It's way too much pressure. You know, it's interesting. I talk about this and I write about it. Just being, right? How do we just let them be with not letting them fall back too far, because we're only trying to be their best parent and be on their team?
Yeah, and you know, you may be interested in this, Kim, because what I find happening is something that I call the paradoxical response. And what happens is that parents get, they don't let their kids just be, they get so, and for good reason, they get so worried, they get so anxious because they feel the pressure, they feel the expectations as well. They're worried about the kids getting into college and making a life for themselves. So they nag and they prod and they become helicopter parents. And what happens is it produces the opposite response. That's the paradox. It produces a kid who's even more unmotivated, more of Mr. Bare Minimum. This is why this happens. It's because, as I said at the outset, kids are not just, these kids aren't lazy. They do want to do well in school. They're just conflicted about it. You know, when they come into therapy and they talk to me, they tell me they want to do better. They have the values that their parents have been trying to teach them all these years, even though it doesn't seem like it.
But right, wow.
When you have mixed feelings, you know, we call that ambivalence. You have two sets of feelings. And when you have them just within yourself, you flip-flop between, should I go to the movies, Should I not go to the movies? Should I eat that piece of cake? Should I not eat that piece of cake? But when it's shared between two people, the feelings actually flip-flop between those two people. So a young married couple that's about to have a baby, the mom says, yeah, I'm all ready to have a baby. Let's go decorate the nursery. The father's like, no, I'm not ready. As soon as he decides he's ready, whoa, then it gets a little scary for the mom because now she has to face her own feelings of fear. When it's between a parent and a teen, the parent ends up holding all the feelings of, you got to do better, you're not doing well enough, you're not going to be successful. So then the teen doesn't have to. The parent owns all of the conflict. The teen doesn't have to have the conflict. So then they can be rebellious. They can think, I'm too cool for school. You know, I'm not going to be one of those nerds that studies all the time.
They need some skin in the game, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's a great way of saying it. And what I encourage parents to do is to step back, not completely, so that the kids drown, but enough so that the kid ends up owning the conflict. And it may take a few years.
That's very interesting. You know, my youngest one is 21, and I used to, like, book all his doctor's appointments. I'm like, here's the three doctors you might want to choose, you know? And
wow,
here, you know, if you have any questions, you know, or you need help, you know, I can go with you, but you need to ask me. So I'm trying to, like, slowly taper away my responsibility because I think at this point he needs to start taking some initiative. But that's really hard for kids.
It's hard for kids and it's hard for parents, too.
You talk about the three C's of motivation. Talk to us about that.
Well, that's how, you know, what I've done is I've taken the research that there's a lot of research on motivation in the field, but not very much of it is done on kids, on teenagers. So I've tried to tailor it to the needs of the developmental needs of teenagers. So I have taken some of these findings and call it the three C's, which is competence, control, and connection. These are the things that help people to develop internal motivation. We ultimately want them to be motivated from within, not externally. It's hard sometimes to be motivated to do your history homework or your math homework if it's not that interesting to you personally. Sometimes it has to be external. But if we feel a sense of competence that we're good at something, then we're going to be more likely to want to do it. And the way we help kids to feel competent is to focus not on the achievement, on the outcome of what they're doing, but on the process. It's more important not to focus on the victory or the medal or the honor, but to focus on, or the grade even, but to focus on how they got there. So telling kids, wow, you really worked hard, is so much more effective than telling them, wow, you're really smart.
I love that. I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just tuning in, starting their day in a positive way, waking up with us here. We're so glad that you are here. And, of course, we're talking with Dr. Adam Price. His book, He's Not Lazy, Empowering Your Son to Believe in Himself. I love that, believe in himself, because once you believe in yourself and you love who you are, which really for boys seems to take a lot longer, although girls have their own struggles, that's a whole other conversation. It's kind of like they're on the fence until they start to achieve things. I think that this is a great book. Is this your first book or have you written many?
No, it's my first book. I've been very fortunate to be able to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. I've done some writing for magazines and newspapers, and I have a blog on Psychology Today, but this is the first book. I just wanted to pick up real quick with the other two C's, if you don't mind. The second C, because these are the ways that kids do believe in themselves and come to believe in themselves. So the first C was competence. The second is control, which is, and we already talked about that, it's giving kids autonomy to make decisions for themselves, but then to be held accountable for the consequences. So that they feel like they're in control, but you can't just let kids do whatever they want. No one can do that. That's providing structure for them, but not being the helicopter parent that's too controlling. And the third thing, which is the most important, is connection. Having a warm parent-child connection is so important, but it's really hard with teenagers. So when parents are fighting so much about the kids' grades, it interferes with that. So I talk a lot in the book about how to connect to kids, how to be empathic with them, how to help them to set up their own goals so that they feel like you're their ally and not their adversary.
I love that. You know, it's interesting. You talk with so many kids and they're like, my mom is really hard on me. I don't think she believes in me. Or, you know, my dad's just so hard on me. I don't think he likes me. I'm like, how could he not like you? You know what I mean? But that's how they feel. And they don't feel like they have a support team behind them. And so I think as a parent, we have a huge job in the sense that we have to believe in them at the same as support them. And that's really hard because if you feel like they're not doing their best, it's kind of almost like walks into a marriage relationship with your children. You know, I know my oldest daughter, I remember there was a time that somebody said, you just need to kind of cut those apron strings and start a new relationship. And once I learned that, oh my God, it was a whole different ball game instead of me trying to run her life.
Kim, you hit the nail on the head. The parent-child relationship is the most intense, important relationship we have in life. And we bring so much of ourselves to it, and we invest so much in it and in our kids. And sometimes those boundaries do get blurred, and I actually have a chapter on that in the book. But the message I want parents to hear is that parenting is really hard, and you have to start by being compassionate with yourself as a parent. You have to be willing as a parent, I call it being competent at being incompetent. You have to be willing to make mistakes as a parent in order to have compassion for your kids and in order to model for them and show them that you can make mistakes. You don't have to get it right. It's, again, about the process. And in this case, it's about the relationship. And when parents are able to trust, not their teenager, I would never tell a parent to completely trust their teenager.
Right, yeah.
But to trust the relationship, that's what's important.
I know we barely have any time, and I wanted to just, you know, what if your teenager has ADD or ADHD? That's a whole nother ballgame, isn't it?
I'm glad you asked that question because it's one of the reasons I wrote this book. I think there was a gap in what we do for kids. We use medication, which is very helpful. There's some behavioral, you know, techniques we use. But what we don't talk about is all the psychology of motivation. And so I think that parents who have kids who have ADD need this book even more because it helps them to deal with a motivation. And real quickly, what happens is that when kids are young and they have ADD or a learning disability, we support them so much because they need it. They get to be teenagers, they still need the support, but they reject it, they don't want it, and that's where developing other techniques and approaches comes in.
I love what you're talking about. I think this is so imperative for parents to listen and also to read your book. Where do we find your book?
It's online, obviously at Amazon.com. It's at your favorite independent bookstore. I always want to support independent
absolutely.
Bookstores. You can check out my website, he'snotlazy.com or dradamprice.com, and I also have a blog on psychology today called The Unmotivated Teen.
And I'd love to hook up with you again and have you back on because there's so many good things that I love to talk about with our kids and just support our parents as well. Again, please share our show too, Kim Pagano Show. We have a podcast, and that's on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Again, thank you so much, Dr. Adam Price, for being a guest here on The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure, Kim.
You have a great rest of your day.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I wish all of you a great weekend. Of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Be true to your work, your word, and your friends. With that, you've been listening to The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you next week.